Zasa to you, Shekeinina b'Seifa. Because if you live with your mother-in-law, Yichai Seifa, that's a more common to Gemisa. That's why the Torah said, by Hom Mishpacha goes upwards another generation, the grandmother is also. To Yama Behuba, with your own Mishpacha, she made a skila. If a man lives with his own mother, he's only Chai Skila. So you can't tell me now that the grandmother should also be Yasa. I can't learn out a Chiyav Skila from a Chiyav Seifa. A Chiyav Seifa is more common. The Yad also, you should be just like your wife. Mahi, just like by your wife. Leichalak debo, dein bita, liyein imam. There's no difference between bita, to liyein imam, to the mother, afu, the same thing by you also, by the husband, leichalak debo, it's not making a difference, dein bita, liyein imam. Notice again, leichalak debo, dein bita, liyein imam, by your wife's mishpacha. There's no difference if you live with her mother, Yechayiv Sreifam, or if you live with her daughter, also Yechayiv Sreifam. And so Afu, the same thing by the husband, should also be like Techler, but it can't make a difference. Dein Bitoi, whether the husband lives with his own daughter, Liyein Imai, whether he lives with his own, with his grandmother. And it doesn't come out, because Bebitoi Yechayiv Sreifam, and with your mother, Yoni Chayiv Skila. So if it doesn't come out, well, the man, the Yehuda, according to the Mishnah, says, Skila Chamur, that Skila is more Chamur, Mahai Kushal, any benefit, this cash also killing out. I Mahi, Kalosa Yasuya, just like by your wife, your Kalosa, your daughter-in-law is also, just like by you, your daughter-in-law is also, Afi, the same thing by your wife, also Kalosa Yasuya. The Kalosa should also be also. Therefore, it doesn't make sense, therefore, Tzitzi cannot make this type of a Gzereshava.
Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.
So in the middle of the Shaila again, that we had a brayta before that said that Tzchorim walk in a kavis. And we came out to mean to say, we learn out that the same way a man is also to live with his wife and with her daughter, the same way it's also to live with the daughter of your Anusa. If you did not marry the lady, you just had an Anus, you live with the lady and she gave birth. With that daughter, she's called your daughter, and not like the wife. Through Kedushin, you're also to live with her also. So he had a hekish, we learn out your zecharim, the karav of the man, from the karav of the nekeva. So then the Gemara asked the question, if so, why don't I say learn out, just like by your wife's side. You're also to live with her mother, and with her grandmother. You're also with Ain and Ain Imo. So the question now we're handling is, why don't we say the same thing by the man? It should be also midiraisa to live with your mother and with your grandmother. And midiraisa it's mutter. Midiraisa a person is only also with his own mother, but with his grandmother, a person is mutter midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. So that's the question. Why don't I learn out his kurva from his wife's kurva? So first, Abayi said it's a tetzik there, it's a kosiv. The pasuk says, Imchi, yonichai mishumeim, and not mishum, your grandmother. Now, Rabbi said it's a svara. That no, this Gzereshava cannot teach us so much. With all these kashas we have, whether you say Doin Minei, or Kibasra, you tell now one from the other. That from your wife's side, it'll be Besreifa, and from your side, it's only Beskila, you tell not one from another. Now the Gemara say here, second line, V'yoid. You should tell me also, who can he? He should be like her. Ma he, just like by your wife's side. Loichalat tabo, dein bita liyanima. There's no difference whether you live with your wife's daughter, that Yechai Yisreifa, or whether you live with your wife's grandmother, your mother-in-law's mother, Yechai Yisreifa. If so, Afu, the same thing if you want to learn out by the husband, he should be also with his own grandmother, you'll have to tell me, Letechlakboi, Ben Bita Leonimoi, that there should be no difference between his own daughter and his grandmother. And it's not true. If anything, his grandmother will only be Beskila, but his daughter is Besreifa. So you see again, you can't make this limur. There's no such this gzereshava. Well, the man the yama, the one that holds skila chamura, that the punishment of skila is more common than treifa. My hakush alani dainu. From this last question, we don't have, because your grandmother will be the skila, which is more chamur than your daughter that's only the treifa. But I call upon all the other questions we have. Now the Gemara has another question. I mahu. Just like by you yourself, just like by the husband. Imahu, kalosa yasura. there's a locha that you're not allowed to live with your son's wife. That's called kalosa, your daughter-in-law. A man is also with his daughter-in-law, even if his son gives her a get, still he's also liyodom with his kalosa, with his daughter-in-law. So the question is, why don't I say, afhi, like learn out now the nekevus from the schorin. We want to learn out the wife's mishpacha from the husband. That afhi, the same thing by the wife, kalosa yasura. That let's say your wife had a son that's called your stepson. So you had the mishnah before, your stepson, you're only also with your stepson, but not just with him, but with his wife, your mutter. A stepson, if he gets married and then he gives her a gift, your mutter to marry her. The question is why? Why don't I say by the husband himself, his own daughter-in-law, he's also with. Why don't I say the daughter-in-law of your mother, of his wife, should also be yosatim? Make his zereshava back also. Imahu, just like by the husband himself, kalosoi, his own daughter-in-law, his own son's wife, asura. Afi, say the same thing by your wife's mishpacha, that kalosa, if she had a son from something from a different husband, when that son gets married, that wife, that stepson's wife, should also be asura. Why not? Some Rabbi answers no, all across a special possibility. It says, Eishas bin chohi, when it says kalosa, it repeats itself and says, it's your son's wife. So we dash it from here, Mishum Eishas bin chohata mechaivai, viata mechaivai Mishum Eishas bino. You only chayv if it's your own son's wife, and not if it's just your wife's son's wife. Rabbi says no, Rabbi ain't saying what we had before. Rava says he can't make such a Xerishava. And Svara swag up the Xerishava. Rava Rama like this. Bain Laman Diyama. Doin Mino Mino. We make Xerishava. We learn out from that place that Yechayiv. We take all those halachas. That just like over there it's the Sreifa, here also it should be the Sreifa. Or else Bain Laman Diyama that says no. When you make Xerishava, Doin Mino, the Yoke be Asra. I only learn out from that place over there, just like there it's Chayiv Misa, here also it's Chayiv Misa. But which Misa would you give? Go back to its own parish and learn out what it would be right here. That's the two ways to make a Hekish. So Layasi, Rav is saying, both these Mandiyamrim, it would not come out here to say that just like your own daughter-in-law is also to you, the same way your wife's daughter-in-law should be also to you also, that you can't say. Why? If you hold, you're making a hekish. You learn out everything. Learn out everything from there. And so, mahu, just like by the husband himself, kalosa yasura, you want to tell me, just like your own daughter-in-law, your son's wife is also to you, afinami, the same way your wife's son's wife, kalosa should be also to you, asura, umino, then learn out the whole parasha of him back to her. Mahu, just like by the husband, biskila, if you live with your daughter-in-law, yechayif kila, af hinami should be the same einish. If you live with your wife's daughter-in-law, biskila shoni bechayif kila. And really, the parsha says, if you live with the wife and with a daughter, yechayif sreifa. So it's like this: leman diyam eskila chamur. If you say that skila is mochamor iklan ifrach, malahu, I'll tell you kila, not one from the other. Malahu by the husband himself. Shekain imay v'skila. If a man lives with his own mother, he's chayiv skila. Teyama v'hi, mashenkin on your wife's side, if you're going to live with your wife's mother, with your mother-in-law, shima v'sreifa, you're chayiv sreifa if you live with your mother-in-law. So if you go that skila's mochamer, I can't make the hekish, him back to her, because he is chayiv skila. By her, it's only sreifa, it's a lesser the punishment, I kill another one from the other. The yoid, secondly, bita v'sreifa. If you live with your daughter, you chayiv sreifa. The kalosa, if you live with your daughter-in-law, it's only it's v'skila. So it's more chomer the punishment. It's like killing out one from the other. Hu biatzmoi yochiach. And also, the husband himself will tell us not like this. Hu biatzmoi yochiach. The bita v'sreifa. The husband lives, like if he married his wife, if he lives with his daughter, he's chayiv sreifa. The kalosa, if he only lives with his daughter-in-law, with his son's wife, the skila. Says here, killing out one from the other. Ella, another sort like this. Mahu loichalakta, just like by him. Loichalakta boy ben imo le kalosai. by the husband himself, there's no difference. If he lives with his mother, he's chayiv skila. If he lives with his daughter-in-law, he's chayiv skila. So, ask he, it should be the same svara by she also, letech lekvor. There should be no difference, bein ima, whether you live with her mother, with your mother-in-law, lekaloso, whether you live with your wife's daughter-in-law. And it's not that way. By your mother-in-law, you'll be chayiv sreifa. And by your daughter-in-law, if you want to learn that now from his case, yoni chayiv skila. So they're different punishments. Now, ulaman di yom sreif chamur, behold, they wanted to meet some sreifas mochomer. Mahai kushala nidon. From this last question you won't have, but the other two questions we have. So kids, you can't make this hekish. Now Rav explains, ulaman di yom, of course, the man holds no, that doin mino, viyukili asrei, learn out that just like by the husband, your daughter-in-law is also the same way by your wife. Her daughter-in-law should be also to you, that's all. But put it back to its own place. Mahu kalosesu, just like by the father, his own son's wife. His daughter-in-law is also to him, afi the same way by your wife. If she had a son from a different husband, and that son gets married, kalosasura, the daughter-in-law should be also to the husband. And you want to tell me, according to this man, the yomam, the yuki biasra. I put it back into the place of her, of the wife. It wasn't me to say, hasimu di biskila. Only by the husband, he's only chayiv skila. Avalach of a sreifa. When you put it back by the wife's side, anytime the husband is also with his wife's mishpacha, it's always the sreifa. Whether it's her mother, or whether it's her daughter, or whether it's her daughter-in-law, should be chayiv sreifa. Kiriyashikon bima. The same way you find if you live with your mother-in-law, Yechayiv Sreifa. Now it's like this. Leman diyom eskila chamura hiklam ifrach. If you hold now the punishment of skila's mochamor, so it comes out your daughter-in-law, Yechayiv Skila. For your wife's daughter-in-law, Yehon Yechayiv Sreifa. Since so you're killing that one from the other. Maluhu shekenim of eskila. I'll tell you a pirach on this hekish that by you yourself, by the husband himself, if he lives with his own mother, he's Chayiv Skila. And we're going now, skila's more chomer. Tiyom abihi, but if you live with your wife's mother, she'im abisreifa, yoni chayisreifa, tikila not one from the other. V'yoy, secondly, mahu, just like by the husband. Cholak devoy, vein bitoy lekalosoy, there's a difference. If he lives with his own daughter, he's chayisreifa. If he lives with his daughter-in-law, he's chayiskila. There are two different mises. And so, afi, the same way if you want to learn out, back to your wife's mishpacha, should also be techlik for, you should make a difference, bein bito lekalosa, whether you live with her daughter, or whether you live with her daughter-in-law. And it's not that way. We say, my both of them, they'll be sreifa. Uleman di yamanami, that sreifa chamu, that sreifa is the mohammedic emisa, meha kushaloni doinin, from this last question you don't have, but from the other questions you have. So the kids, the rabbi says in svaro, you can't make this gzera, this hekish, to learn out that just like by the husband, his daughter-in-law is also to him the same way his wife's daughter or his wife's son from a different husband, when he gets married, his wife, her daughter-in-law should be also. He can't run out one from the other. Now the Gemara is, Bitoi mi'anisosu minayin. How do we know where's the Azoro that you can't live with your own daughter mi'anisosu? You did not marry the mother. You just had a nusi, you just lived with her. And you had a daughter. How do I know that there's an issa? Rashi says, "The share the day in his own share, the crow the ervas bas bincha, yukma the anusa like tiv bitoy." In the parasha, that is a special ribui. You can't live with the daughter, with the children of your anusa. It does not say bitoy. It only says the granddaughter, but it does not say you can't live with her daughter. So how do you know it's awesome? Bitoy me anusa minayin. So Omer Abaye says, "Kal v'chayma." This is a kal v'chayma. Our bas bita yonish, we have a pasuk that says, if you live, your manis, a lady, and she comes pregnant, she has a daughter, you cannot live with the granddaughter. Bas bita, the granddaughter is also. If so, if you get punished, you chayiv misa for that, our bita lakol shechein, for sure, if you live with your own daughter, shita yichayiv. So Marius, no, the cloud is the chiyenshim and adin, we know always you can't make a kalvachayma to give a punishment. The chiyenshim and adin, Gemara says here it's different. Gilu milsa biyamu. Here it's only gilu milsa. Like maduch yechayiv misa if you live with your granddaughter from your anusa. And what's the granddaughter's? What's her yichas to you? Only because she's the daughter of your daughter. So the whole yichus of your granddaughter, because she's your daughter's daughter, so treat the yirasa to your daughter. This is not called the kal v'chaymon. This is called the gila milsa. That the whole kayach of the granddaughter is because of the daughter. So treat the daughter has to be yasa. That's how I know your daughter from Anusa is also to you. Kif called gila milsa b'yamu. Rav Amrava says like this. Omali Rav Yitzhak Barazdimi. Asya heina heina asya zima zima. I learned it out from the psukim of Heina Heina. Rashi says, Nema b'sheiroi his mishpacha heina. Nema b'sher ishtoi heina. So ma'al ha'al, just look over there, bitoi kibas biti. Just like by your daughter, by your wife's side, the granddaughter is like the daughter. Is that kind here also by the husband's side, the anusa, the granddaughter is like the daughter. That's how I learned it out. Tony avu, here, ask your zima zima. Tony avu the Rebbe Yavin. L'fi shalom l'madnu. Labita mi anusosai, since there's no clear pasuk to say that is naver the zechiyach amisa, if you live with your daughter from your anusa, hutzar akosav, therefore the pasuk had to tell it to us someplace, that hutzar akosav, the pasuk had to say like this, ubas ish koyin, ki seichel liznois, if a bas koyin goes to have znush, he's chayis reifa. But the pasuk says the extra word ish, just should have said ubas koyin, what's the word ish? Ubas ish koyin. So, ima bas koyin, he gets reifa, just like if a bas koyin has nus, she gets reifa, v'yein boyela bis reifa, only she gets reifa. Let's say a bas koyin that's married, if she has nus with another man, she gets reifa, but not the boyela. So maybe after bisa mianasasa, here also, we're saying the extra word ish comes to teach us, even if the man himself lives with his anus, lives with his daughter. Rashi says, ubas ish koyin. To have it on the name of Ubas Koyin, just should have said Ubas Koyin. Uchsev, it says, Ish, Loimla, come to teach us. Bas Ish, Mianusosoi, Shein, the Bas Ishtoi. Kisecha, listen, it says, Ovia, Kloima, Shazinsa, Neovia, Disreifa. That's a dash in this posse. That if his own father lives with his own daughter that he had through Anusosoi, the mother was not married to the father, he only lived with her, such a daughter also, the father is Chayis Reifa. That's this prophet is teaching us. The extra word ish means when the father lives with his bitoy and the sotsoy, he's chayis reifa. So must it maybe know. In this prophet it says the poshup shat ubas ish koyin, when she has lus, who gets reifa? Only she and not the boyalo. So maybe the father also does not deserve reifa. Maybe as bitoy and the sotsoy, only he gets reifa when the father lives with his own daughter from an anusa. Maybe only she gets reifa. But the ain't boil of the sreifa, maybe the father should not get sreifa. On this note, Omer Abaye, Omer Kod, the pasuk says, Es oviyo hi mechalalit. When do we say only she gets sreifa and not the boiler? When she's having this nus with somebody else. That nus is being mechalal the father. So, mi mechalalit es oviyo. In a case only where she is doing something wrong and ruining it for the father. That's when she gets sreifa and not the boiler. But Yosef Azul goes out this case. That the father himself is being mechalal. So since the father himself is the one that's being mechalal, here the father himself is living with his bas kain, is living with his own daughter, so the father is the one that's making the chilul, he's in this einish of sreifa. So that's the case that I know how he gets sreifa. Rabban Rabba says, Bishlei mehosra mafikta midinai de bas kain v'yakimna dina de bas yisroel. This is a different story here. That this lema, when a bas kain that's married lives with a third man, lives with somebody else, there the einish is, she gets reifa, but not the boiler. But what does the boiler get? The boiler gets the mis of a regulation ish. He gets chenik. It's good. That's called afikna medina the bas kain. The boiler goes out of the special key of reifa to a bas kain, but for your kimta we put him adina the bas yisrael. He gets the mis of any ishish ish. That you chayv chenik. But Hoch over here, she's not married, she's a penuya. Just the father is living with his own daughter, Mianasosai. So what do you want to tell me? Adina de man mukmaslay. If the Torah said that the father does not get sreifa here, which misa would he get? Lechura, once you take it out of a bas koyin, adina de penuya mukmaslay. Then all she is, she's an unmarried girl. If so, he should not get misa at all. So pshita over here, when the father lives with his anusa of a bas koyin, Pshita, he gets right through also. Then the Gemara asks, Azor l'bitim anusim inayin. Here we have before the punishment. How do we know there's a lav? Where's the azara not to live with your own daughter from your anusa? You're not married to the mother just to live with her. So bishleim alabayev arava meyechad enafkul leyoynish meyosem enafkul leyazara. It's a parish apostolic over there. In that same apostolic I have the azara. Elul the Tony Yavua the Rabbi Avin, that it's not a parish apostolic. My, where is the apostolic for the azara? Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Akro, the apostolic says, al techalel es bitchol lihaznoisa. This is the azara. Al techalel es bitchol lihaznoisa means you, the father, you should not be mechalel your daughter. That's the azara. You should not live with your daughter, Mernasosli. Maskev lo Rabbi Yaakov, achvod Rabbach Rabbi Yaakov. Hi, this apostolic. Al techalel es bitchol, do not be mechalel your own daughter, lihaznoisa, to give her away for znus. Liochiu the author, that's the pshat from this pasuk is telling us that a father cannot live with his own daughter. Haimi boyle, we need this for something else. Likiratani, not like this. The pasuk says, al techalel es bitchol lihaznoisa. Yochel, I would have thought to say, v'koyein hamasya es bitchol levi. We're talking about this pasuk, maybe a koyin, and he has his own daughter, that he marries her off to a levi. Maybe that's called a chilul. By marrying off your daughter to a levi, you're stopping her now from eating truma. When she was by her father's house, about bas kain can eat truma. If you marry her off now to a levi or to Yisrael, she can't eat truma. So maybe that's Shana's pasuk. Al techalel es bitchol. Don't be mechalel your daughter means do not, if you're a kain, do not marry your daughter to a levi or to Yisrael. Hakos medaber. Therefore it says no, tamer, the pasuk ends off, we have noisa. The only chil that's sorcery is if you give it to znut. The chilul shev znus akos the medaber. What does this mean? The moister es bitoy shalom l'shem ishus. That's what the pasuk means. That a father should not give his daughter some to a man to have znus, some to be a zayna. That's the pasuk. So we're not talking about that the father himself is also to live with his own bitoy mi'anusasay. We're talking about the father has no right to give his daughter away for znus. So that's beyond this pasuk. So how do we know where's the azara bitoy mi'anusasay? Tomorrow I start to learn out votes from this pasuk. In Kenafoni, for the second Azara, Leino, Kru, Atachalel, a Lashon Yochid, Mai Atachalel, a double Lam, a double Lashon, Shemamina Tati, that there are both Azaras from this pasuk, that the father has no right to give his daughter away to a man just for znus, and secondly, the father himself has the Azara not to live with his own daughter, Mian Asasli. And for the more good, but the Abaye Varova, Hai Atachalel, is Bitchel, as Noisim, I Yobidlei, they do not need a special pasuk for bitchol mi'anusasay. They have another pasuk. So what do they do with this double lashon techalel? What is the pasuk teaching here that a father cannot give away his daughter? Omer Rabbi Mani zeh hamasya es bitul azokin. One azor is you're not supposed to marry off your young girl to an older man. You stop her from having children. She won't be satisfied, and the stomach should go to have znus with other men. So it's a special azara that a man should not marry off his young daughter to an older man. Here the time, like we learned, the pasuk says, "Al techalel es bitchol lihaznoisa," like do not cause your daughter to have znus. So Rabbi Lezer Reimer, "Zehamatzia es bitchol azokin." That's if you make a shidduch with your nice young girl to a way older, 70-year-old man, you know she won't become pregnant from that, and she won't be happy, and therefore she'll have to have znus. That's the special techalel. Okay, the key to Reimer, Zehamashor, beat the Bagaris. Interesting. Your daughter already became a Bagaris. She's already 12 and a half. And you stop her from getting married, that's the Savera. Don't stop your daughter from getting married. Yemashor, you hold it back, Rashi says. Hamashi has beat the Bagaris. We'll soon see the Hezbrin. Hamashi has beat the Bagaris. Shemisava liakiru mazana. That you're not going to, in the case where she wants to get married. And your son is going to hold her back. So if you hold her back, she'll end up being a zayna. She'll have znus anyway. So that's not there, not to hold her back. Omer Rav Kana Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Ein l'choni b'Yisrael. Who's called a real poor person? El Rosh Orem. Smart, the insightful Rosh. So you have Mashor Dito Bagaris. Also, if you leave over your daughter that's a Bagaris, you do not marry her off. So that's the question. Also, Hamashor Dito Bagaris. Lav Rosh Aramu, like why do you call it two Averis? It's one thing. Who's called a wicked, a real wicked person? Someone that holds back his daughter from getting married. So Rashi learns like this. Ein l'chonei b'Yisrael l'kama p'rashlom, Mashor bita begeres lav Rosh Aramu, Shemashor isay b'shvil melocha. That why are you holding her back? Well, like this, she's working for you. So you want her to work in the house. V'zui ermas Rosh, Shagurim li aznois to the shulchan nosoi. You're a wicked Russia, like you're holding her back from getting married because you don't want to pay for the shiksa, you don't want to pay for the worker, you want your daughter to work for you. So that's called a gasping like an oni now, and you're causing your daughter to go out to haznus. So where says Omer Abaye? Abaye says, Hochikom, this is what it means to say. A zeyo oni Russia, it's one case. Who is called a poor?